This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Join me for conversation where we learn about food, wellness, beauty, travel, and spiritual concepts for high vibration living. Only you know what your body needs. Let this be the reminder that you have the power to tap in and know the food, self-care, and spiritual practices that will best serve you. I will be sharing my knowledge and learning with you from experts providing insight into nourishing all the layers of you, the physical, emotional, spiritual, and etheric bodies, so you can feel your best and live your dreams. Let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the High Vibration Living Podcast. I'm your host, Chef Whitney Aronoff, founder of Starseed Kitchen and High Vibration Foods. Today, I am chatting with Taylor Cole, a mom, wife, real and whole foods advocate, holistic nutritionist, and functional therapy practitioner. Her work as a holistic nutritionist was born out of a dire need for balanced energy and to feel her very best after having two babies back to back. Taylor is passionate about identifying the root cause and developing a plan that will leave you nourished, energized, and happy. Balancing blood sugar, gut health, supporting women with stubborn weight, hormonal imbalances, bloating, acne, headaches, mood swings, and cravings. These are all the areas Taylor focuses on with her clients. One of her favorite sayings is, "Let's nourish. Every time you put something in your mouth is a chance to nourish and support every cell in your body." We have such a fun conversation, and unfortunately, the conversation that I most enjoyed with her is when we weren't recording. We are both very passionate about frequency medicine, frequency and energy healing, and all the ways that can really support you at your own personal cellular level, because nutrition is really personalized, figuring out what works for you, as well as you developing a lifestyle, a 9-to-5, that really works for your body and the way you want to live. So in this episode, we talk about what she works with her clients, how she feels about food, what things to choose, what things to set aside, how to approach relationships, friendships, relationships in your house with your husband or your partner, when you've decided to eat more healthy and maybe they just aren't there yet. So really navigating those relationships as we're all trying to figure out really what works best for our health and those type of habits that just aren't working for us anymore. And then we get a little bit into frequency medicine, the machine that she has at home that she's able to use for testing all the supplements for her clients or helping them figure out what they really need to change in order to improve their health, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual, or mental. Like I've talked about so frequently on this podcast, is all the technology is out there that can allow us to really tap into our bodies, not just the physical body, but the layers of us, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental and see what's out of balance and what needs to be tweaked simply through frequency, through light, through energy, so we can continue on and fulfill our soul's purpose and just have a beautiful physical experience while we're in this incarnation. So, without further ado, here is my conversation with Taylor, and you can find all the ways to connect with her if you are looking for some one-on-one support in the show notes. All of her links are there. Enjoy. Cheers. Well, hi, Taylor. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's such a treat to finally connect with you because I've been following you online for so long with what you like to share about your life and health and wellness. But also, I've obviously known about you for so long because your mom and family and just being in the same town. So it's such a treat to connect with you on this platform today.
Thank you. Yeah, we both have the same roots in that gorgeous little town. So I'm excited to connect on this bigger platform and share what we both are so passionate about together.
Yeah, so like we were chatting before, you know, you and I are in a space where we know what really works for our body and we know what we need to do on a daily basis to wake up every day and feel great and be able to show up for, I would say, like for our life. And we choose to live like what some people would consider like very healthy or very clean or very balanced, but we've just found what really works for us. And I would love to learn more about how you navigate relationships in your family and life with your kids when you have figured out a lifestyle that works for you, but like not everyone is necessarily in that same space.
Yeah, it's challenging. We were speaking a little bit before we started recording. You know, I mean, I deal with it in my own home, my husband, my kids, constantly reminding them that food is medicine. Food is literal information when you put it in your body for how your body is going to feel that day and the next day and for years to come. That's the one thing you can really control. And I don't try to be controlling about it or quote unquote crazy about it. But once you start to eat that way to support your health, it's become second nature because it feels so good to feel so good. And so many people normalize feeling sick and tired or being sick, quote unquote, all the time, or here comes flu season. There's so much you can do to prepare yourself ahead of time. And so it's a day-to-day battle, Whitney, in my house, just leading by example. And even with my friends, I was just on a girls' trip this past weekend and my girlfriend asked, you know, how do you stay so disciplined? And it hit me and I was a little bit speechless because I didn't know how to answer, because that was just a reminder that this is so second nature to me and it's not to a lot of people. And that just comes with time and really getting in tune with your body and realizing, oh my gosh, what I put into my food really, into my body really dictates my mood, my ability to handle stressors, my sleep, my blood sugar, my hormones. And once you get in the groove of that and you have like a little slip up or whatever, you get so sensitive to, oh my gosh, I don't feel great. And I did that to myself. And then that doesn't feel very good knowing you knowingly did that. So sticking up for yourself, and that starts on your plate, really, prioritizing that. And it really helps you handle, you know, I have three little kids, so I don't get to go to the spa or lay on the beach or sit by the pool or hike or do all these, you know, amazing alone time things. But if I can make sure that my plate is really well balanced, then I am setting myself up for handling them so much better. So it's kind of a win-win.
So how does somebody manage when kids and food get involved? So that's one thing that I hear a lot of people having challenges with, right? Is you give your kids healthy whole foods. It's easy for you to identify snacks that are void of any nutritional value or simply what I call life force energy, right? So whether I'm eating or a child's eating or my parents are eating, I want them to eat food that's going to fill them up with energy, which is light. And it's going to like nourish all the cells in their bodies. But most people aren't thinking that way. And so they think that goldfish and animal crackers are still nutritionally dense food, that is what kids are supposed to eat. How do we all navigate that as we start to realize like that's not food? But you go to other households and they still think like, no, that's what kids are supposed to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I have my own husband. He'll even say, oh, let them live a little. And I do. And I'll just say what I do. So, you know, we are in the age, my kids are 5, 4, 1.5. All of our weekends are basically birthday party hopping at this point, right? Or it's a holiday. So before birthday parties, my husband would be like, oh, isn't there pizza at the party? Why are we feeding them lunch? I always fill them up as much as I can at home with what I have in our house. Everything in our house is free reign. They can go in our refrigerator. They can go in our snack cabinet as often as possible because I've loaded it with stuff that I'm confident in them, quote unquote, binging on. They don't binge on that stuff because guess what? It's real food. And when you get to a certain point with real food, your body says, thanks, I don't need any more because it reached its nutrient. It got what it needed, right? So free yes. reign in our house because I just have really high quality stuff in our house. I fill them up with that before we go to these parties. And then, yeah, they have the pizza. They have the cake. But honestly, they usually have a couple bites and they push it away. So it's a really fine balance of making that connection in their brains, like, hey, this is the food that's going to make me run really fast, or this is going to help my eyes see what the teacher's writing on the board, or this is going to help me really pay close attention. They are starting to make that connection really, really slowly as they get older, but I'm also careful to not create some food fear. So if they want to go to these parties and have these things, you know, I'm lucky I'm not navigating severe food allergies or something. So we're not having to avoid, but we're just trying to make better choices by having them make the little connections between how the food is making them feel. But it's so true. I mean, we go to the trampoline park right here by my house and I can't help but look around and be like, these kids are down in Gatorades and Goldfish and Ring Pops, and then they're probably going to have a meltdown in the next hour, and they're going to be punished for that for, you know, whatever reason, and really they're just on a blood sugar roller coaster, and of course they're not listening to you or paying attention. So that's the other thing I'm really trying to work on in our house is really reminding my husband and I, yeah, of course they're bouncing off the walls. We just left a birthday party an hour ago. You know, how would you feel if all you ate was, you know, some cupcakes and some pizza? Like crap, right? So yeah. Really trying to have patience with the kids and understanding, yeah, we kind of fueled them with like donuts this morning. It's going to be a rough day.
As you work with clients, do they start to ask you about how they can navigate these new healthy habits that they're creating working with you in their real life?
This is something that I do with my clients all the time. I'll say, you know, I have clients on all ends of the spectrum. I have stay-at-home moms that are trying to figure out how to just eat. Like, how do I get 3 meals in? There are the moms that are working also full-time. There are just the full-time working women that I work with. So I work with all ends of the spectrum, and it's really half more of the work that I do is figuring out how to get them to eat rather than telling them what to eat. I mean, how do we slow down? How do we pack your lunch for your work? How do we fill your, hey, you have a refrigerator at your office? What can we fill that with so there's easy snacks in there? How do we fill you up before you get to this situation so that when you get there, it's easier to say, I'm not that hungry for that. Or, you know, if you know you're going to a bridal shower and it's going to be something that you really have a hard time saying no to, let's have this really nutrient-dense smoothie on the way there so that you're not starving. Because when you're hungry, that's when you, I mean, I do it. We're all, you know, that's when you start to make these last minute, like really desperate decisions, right? And then you go for the quick fix, which is going to be the bread and the coffee, and the chips, the pastas, you know, the things that you think will fill you up quickly. So just teaching people how to plan ahead, prioritize, and have the really easy stuff to grab, like arm's length, you know, wherever we can put a mini fridge or like a cooler. I'm like really happy about those in the car or in the office. So everybody has their own challenges. It's about making it happen and prioritizing it.
Yeah, I take a cooler with me everywhere. Obviously, I'm a chef, but I use it in my real life. So I was just in Sedona for like 48 hours, and I packed all my own meals. I stayed at a place where I knew I had a mini fridge. And I was going to lectures all day, so I knew food wasn't going to be there. So I just packed what I knew I needed. I brought my lunch. I brought snacks. I set myself up for success because sometimes running out the door, even to a place like Whole Foods these days, doesn't even provide necessarily great options. You know, if you actually like go to the salad bar or the prepared foods, you know, most things are still being made with canola oil and sugar and things aren't just fresh. So you have to set yourself up for success and not expect someone's going to deliver the quality that you need for your body.
Exactly. I always tell my clients, have, you know, some meat sticks, some nuts, an apple, you know, just these things, avocado purse avocado, like whatever, you know, just in case one of those situations happen where you're kind of caught in a bind, things that you can easily grab.
Yes. Yes. And my friends were doing that to me at an evening lecture. My bag was filled with two different types of nuts, dried fruit, a little dark chocolate. Like I had everything in my bag and I was handing out my little snacks, but it makes a difference.
It does. Absolutely. Just planning ahead, really, that's, and prioritizing it. It's, and you know, a lot of times I'm just teaching them how to reorganize their, I'm literally looking at their day and saying, you're spending 10 minutes scrolling Instagram here, or, you know, even with a lot of my clients, I'm like, if you are working out, but you didn't have time to prep that day for meals, we got to cut the workout. Like it really has to, and that's a tough pill for them to swallow, but they have to have their food in line before they can work out. Because if you work out and you're not eating correctly, it can actually become more of a stressful event on your body and you're more depleted. You're on more of a blood sugar roller coaster. You're not refilling in those nutrients or the calories that you've depleted through the workout, and you're kind of setting yourself backwards. So if it's between working out and making sure you have three nutrient-dense meals that day and maybe a snack or two, you've got to prep that food. That food's got to be ready.
So when do you like to prep your food? How do you break down your week for your days where you plan ahead?
So it definitely varies. I look at the week we have coming up, what events, what practices, what games, you know, what nights do we have things that maybe we're going to be out. Sunday, I do a big prep. I love to have like a couple of ground meats on hand. Those are just really easy for my kids and I to throw in tacos or salads. You can really make a variation of stuff there. So Sunday is a big prep. I like to have like a big soup. Just because I can eat the same thing for 5 days. If it's nutrient dense and healthy and clean and homemade, I'm like, I will eat this until it's gone. Especially because cooking with a family is hard. So if it means I don't have to cook, I'm eating leftovers. But so meal prepping on Sunday, usually a couple of meats and like a soup or something to have. And the other thing that I do is I will cook a couple of times during the week for dinners, but I triple that up. So if I make steak, I'm making like 6 pieces of steak, and we're going to have that for lunch the next day. My kids are going to get some in their lunch boxes. Really, it's whenever I get the chance to cook, it's a lot at the same time.
Smart move. That's the way it should be done. And I mean, that's the way that I do it for myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I'm going to cook myself a chicken breast, well, then I'm going to cook 4 because now I have salads done for the week, you know?
Yeah.
If I'm going to put in the energy to do one item, I might as well do multiple. And so then it's there in the fridge. So I never make I'm a big on ground meats as well, whether it's lamb, bison, beef, like venison, and then adding in organ meats into that ground meat or buying it pre-mixed in. But if I'm going to make, I never buy like 1 pound of ground beef. I always buy 2 because I make more meatballs that way. Today, when we're done recording, I'm going to make myself a paleo bison chili with bone broth. And I bought 2 pounds of bison because if I make that chili once, I'm going to have 5 meals from it throughout the week. And it's filled with liquid and bone broth. And it's going to warm me, but it's also going to make me full with all those extra vegetables, all that extra liquid. And then it's like you make it once, you just put the pot in the fridge. Easy peasy. Books for lunch or dinner. None of us can necessarily make 3 meals from scratch a day, every day. Like that's just exhausting.
Well, so, and it's not economical. That doesn't really make sense either.
Yeah. So we all have to learn to plan ahead. And it's funny that this is such, I think, a common conversation now is like, how are you fueling yourself? How are you meal prepping for yourself? Because this isn't necessarily something we learn how to do, even if you're lucky enough to have a home ec class in middle school or high school these days, which are rare. They're not necessarily going to teach you how to cook for yourself as an adult. So these are one of the life skills that we all have to go back and learn. And I think
I agree.
Many people try to outsource it by doing food delivery systems or hoping they can go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or Erewhon and they can just stack up a bunch of pre-made meals. But until you learn to nourish yourself, you can't outsource it. You have to learn to do it yourself. And then I feel like you can get to a place where you can outsource it.
I agree. And even, I mean, I hate to throw Trader Joe's under the bus, but you turn those packaging over, first of all, the quality of the meats are just like, and then there's always some sort of canola oil in there. And then I can't stand all their plastic packaging. I think it's a nice start, but no. I mean, just two nights ago, I made this. I mean, it doesn't have to be complicated. I made steaks, sweet potatoes, and I had romaine lettuce with some olive oil on it. Like, just as simple as can be. And that, you know, sometimes stews or these casseroles or things sound complicated to my clients. I say, okay, literally just pick a meat, just pick like a, you know, a Japanese purple, whatever those sweet potatoes are, and something colorful, and batch cook those and call it a day. The thing that I do hit a roadblock with is not everybody's like me, where, like I said, I can eat the same thing for 5 days in a row if I know it's whole food based and I've made it and it's clean. A lot of people have romanticized food, and I get it. It should be beautiful and it should be enjoyed, and I love a beautiful meal with friends, but it's just not attainable. So having to like reset them and say it's not going to taste like it does when you eat out, and it's going to be basic, but it's going to fuel you. And once they feel the benefits of how clear they are and how well they sleep and how patient they are with their family and their jobs, that's where, you know, you can't really, they got to experience that.
Absolutely. And I think it's seeing how good you can feel in your body and your mental clarity and your calmness and how grounded you are when you change what you eat. It's, you can never go back.
Yeah, you know? But we're just in such a quick fix society. And I have friends that are dealing with, you know, anxiety or gut issues and all these things, and nothing against them, especially when they go to their doctors and the doctors are like, here's a pill for that ill. And then I'm like, okay, but you didn't even like try balancing your blood sugar or cutting out, you know, gluten or even there's free things you can do just to even, you know, even while you maybe go on the medication, also do these things, because there's so many things we can do in conjunction to really support, you know, the why of things that are happening.
Absolutely. And that's very much why I have this podcast, is because I want people to understand that if they can get their food right, that foundation, then all the other things they do, whether it's medication or the self-care practices or massage or meditation or, you know, little upgrades in the type of coffee that they purchase or the tea that they purchase, like everything else you do on top of it, I call dessert. And it's all gonna like really resonate more once you build your foundation, which is a diet that's really nourishing your individual body, your cellular makeup.
Exactly. And how empowering to know that you know how to fuel your body, because that's only up to you. Doctors can give you medication. People can give you a massage. You know, that's all other people. But you, it has to come from you lifting that fork and putting it in your mouth and showing up for yourself.
Well, what are most of your clients kind of coming to you right now? Is there a theme with how people are needing support at the moment?
Yeah. The theme is chronic fatigue. That's really it. And that's just heartbreaking, because especially as a mom, like not having motivation and being tired and having to force yourself through the day is really heartbreaking. So number one really is fatigue across the board. And yeah. To me, that comes with how you fuel yourself. Also, you know, fueling yourself enough with the right foods, because these people are also trying to work out, run businesses, have multiple kids, be nice to their husbands, be social, look at social media, watch the news. I mean, it's a lot. So you can't do all those things if you're not eating right. And, you know, this is, again, just mostly about moms, but it's actually, and anyone that's busy, it's actually very, very easy to undereat because you get going on cortisol and you fill up on these foods that are not really nutrient dense. You're actually undereating. And then you become, you know, your hormones get imbalanced and you're running on cortisol and then you're a stress case and then you are just tired. So that's the overall theme that I'm really seeing with people right now.
Hi, I'm Chef Whitney Aronoff. As a personal chef, I created custom organic spices for my clients. These blends are of the highest quality with no added sugar, MSG, caking agents, or any junk. I want you to have the same access to good quality seasonings, which is why I've launched my line of organic spice blends. High Vibration Foods by Starseed Kitchen is my collection of chef-crafted organic spice blends made with only good-for-you ingredients. I use organic source spices, ancient mineral-rich Redmond real salt, prepare the blends listening to Kundalini mantra music, then charge the jars with the quartz Giza crystals for a true high vibration experience. You can now purchase my most requested blend, 11 Magic Herbs and Spices, on starseedkitchen.com. Use code STARSEED for 10% off your purchase. Can't wait for you to enjoy.
And is this just happening to moms and women, or are you finding, you know, as you talk to your husband, that this is happening with men too? Just that they're, everyone's tired, everyone has chronic fatigue, people just don't have drive, they don't have passion. There's just like this sense of this energetic survival mode.
Yes, it's a shift in all of us. And it's, I think, because as a society, we applaud and celebrate the do-it-all, go, go, go. You know, naps are not celebrated and they should be. Rest, sitting on your, you know, outside in the sun if you can't for 20 minutes. It's kind of like, whoa, what's she doing? Like, these things, we are not going back to basics anymore. We're doing all the things. And yeah, it's, you know, it's across all genders. It's does not discriminate. The fatigue is real as a whole. And unfortunately, as a society, we've gotten really good at pacifying that and, you know, filling it in with things that numb those feelings. And I could go on a tangent. I think we're the end of ourselves. And this is very, very scary. I sometimes hit a roadblock with my own clients. I'm like, we're just not living in a society that's supportive of this for much longer, really, if you want to break it down. So I'm just trying to go back to basics with everybody. And yeah, put your feet in the grass, look at the sunshine, go on walks, say no to social things, don't work out as hard. We don't need these like crazy hit berries boot camp. It's all too much.
I used to take Barry's boot camp in LA with Barry.
Okay.
It was 5 or 5:30 a.m. And he would scream so much and be so angry. I just remember at one point being like, why am I paying for someone to yell at me?
Yeah, but it feels good.
Absolutely bizarre.
Yes, but it feels good. Like, it feels good for a while for some people, right? Because you're running on stress and you get out, you got this adrenaline and you're like, I can conquer the world today. It does feel good because running on cortisol feels really good until it doesn't. And then you're sick all the time and then you're fatigued and then you're gaining weight and you can't stop because your body thinks you're in danger. So it's trying to save you. So those are the people, those are the recovering Barry boot campers. And I am too. I mean, no hate on it. Like every now and then I'll go to a Barry's, you know, but it's just, you've got to learn how to like then balance that out. You can't do that and then be like stressed all day long and not eat enough is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, are there three things or maybe a few different things that you find that your clients have the hardest thing giving up or finding something to swap it with?
Working out, really. I mean, honestly, 90% of the time, every client comes to me and they fill out a 5-day food and mood journal, and that includes their movement. And I think they're really excited to say, oh, see, I work out all the time. And I'm like, you know what? Next month, don't renew that membership. Go on walks. My biggest tip is like 10-minute walks after each meal in the sunshine with, or even the cold. Don't wear your sunglasses. That is so underrated, but that's hard because a lot of people's workouts is their community and their, you know, feels good to get that done and that's their release, and I get it. But going back to basics and just going on long walks for some of these people is really what they need. Getting into weight work, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy, CrossFit or you know, bodybuilding, but even body weight, just getting sore just like once or twice a week, teaching women that we need that. And, you know, sometimes the scale goes up a little bit when you build muscle, you know, God forbid, but that's actually a really great thing. That's your metabolic rate. That's how you handle your blood sugar. Reteaching that is a little bit difficult for me sometimes with clients.
Got it. So it actually doesn't necessarily have to do with food, but it has to do with other lifestyle practices.
That also, and you got to eat breakfast because we are in this world of like fasting and like, oh, and I'm like, okay, but if you are a premenopausal woman, please eat your breakfast. So that is actually probably one of my biggest challenges with people is eat your breakfast. And then I've got them saying, well, how? I get up, the three kids are awake, I got to get to work, I got to get showered. And I'm like, okay, this is how we got to rework your day. How can we prep ahead? How can we make breakfast the night before? So, oh, and chewing your food is also very hard for people. Most of us go 1, 2, 3, down the hatch. I always say chew to the consistency of applesauce because that gives your body, your digestive system, the ability to say, oh, here it comes, making all those enzymes. We're eating in a rest and digest state. Most of us shove that down way too quick. And of course, we're going to be gassy and bloaty and not absorb our nutrients. So chewing, walking, and yeah, those are some big tips.
And sunshine.
And sunshine. Yeah. Or just unfiltered, no sunglasses. Ditch the sunglasses as much as possible.
I do that. And I try to just do a visor because I still want the sun to hit the top of my head for obviously like activating my hair and my scalp. But I've always felt like long before people were talking about this online that there's an energy transfer that happens. Like it's more than just the heat that you feel on your head, but that there is some sort of information transfer that's coming from the sun, from the heat. And I want it to actually hit my head, even if I don't necessarily want all that sun on my face. So
absolutely, absolutely. If you watch animals, like cats or dogs, they find like the little sliver in the house of sun, or they'll sneak out the door just to find the little bit patch of sun outside. They're so brilliant. And why we try to overcomplicate this is I could go off on that sun, damn it, that whole tangent too, but yeah.
You can go off on any tangent with me. I'm talking about downloads from the sun. You're in a safe place.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, these huge sun hats and all this sunblock and these big sunglasses and this, I mean,
yeah,
it's too much.
I would say starting in, I think it was 2014, my brother and I decided together we weren't going to wear sunscreen anymore. And we would just manage our time in the sun. And then when we leave the beach, put raw coconut oil all over us after the shower to like help our body like remoisturize, but also just heal from the sun. And that's really what we both started doing at the same time is like, you know, when you get back to Laguna, you don't spend an entire day at the beach. You do a half an hour and then you hang out under the umbrella and then an hour and then you work your way up, and we don't need sunscreen. We don't burn. We just manage our time in the sun. You know when it's time to go underneath the umbrella or manage the reflection you're getting off the water and the sand. And we will naturally form a tan, and, you know, no chemicals were involved.
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. I always see these people that burn really easily, like walking down the beach. I'm like, you're eating way too many industrialized seed oils, because the second I cut those from my body, I don't burn as easily anymore. The other thing is we use these sunblocks that don't let us burn. Burn is our notice. Hey, you've gotten enough. Get out of the sun, go inside. Burning is not a sign to, hey, put on more sunblock and stay outside more. That's awful. It's just, it's yes. Not smart. So same thing. And I'm underneath the umbrella the entire day. And when I go jump in the ocean, I jump in the ocean, I come back, that's my sun. I get my sun when I walk up and down from the beach, there's my sun. But you just got to self-regulate and be more in tune with your body rather than covering up the symptoms with sunblock, and not that way you don't get the alert, hey, you've had too much. It does. Yeah, we're on the same wavelength on that.
The only issue is, you know, you have to carry more equipment to the beach now, but you're able to spend, you know, as much time as you want outside playing. You know, you're just, you know, under the umbrella more and
yeah,
it doesn't
and
really
get,
hurt.
Yeah, and then when you've gotten too much, you know, and you say, we're going in. Yeah. Day's over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can feel it. With that in mind, are there other kind of just traditional health and wellness tips that you have found that really work for you that you're sharing with your clients beyond food?
Yeah. So I just love the freebies first. Like, of course I could dive into testing and supplements and all those things, but really I always start with the freebies first, like how you time your coffee, really trying to have it with or after breakfast, but also being more in tune with why? Like, are you looking at that coffee as like how you, maybe some people use it to go poop in the morning? That's an issue. Like, let's figure out why we're relying on that. Or are we looking at it as how we get going in the morning? Okay, then let's move backward. Why are we not waking up rested? So giving them substitutes for caffeine in the morning, or rearranging that, like I said, with or after breakfast is much more supportive of their cortisol levels and downstream their hormones. They're not having their afternoon crashes when they're not having that initial coffee on an empty stomach. And then, of course, like you mentioned earlier, cleaning up that coffee. I always tell my husband he is the Dunkin' Donuts instant coffee man, and I want to scream. I'm always like, well, you know what? Later in life, when you can't travel and run around with me because you're Dunkin' Donuts, I'm not waiting for you. And I'm so mean. But I'm like, if it's something that you're going to drink every single day, elevate it. Mm-hmm. Like, make that investment.
Yes. And
it drives me crazy.
Yeah, make it a ceremony. Make it a treat. Like, make it worthwhile.
Exactly. Exactly. Make it an opportunity to support yourself. So, and the other things, definitely how we end and begin our day. I always put myself on away at least an hour before I want my eyes to be closed, before I want to be asleep, so that I'm able to shut down the outside world. We are not built to be knowing what everyone's doing in, you know, traveling in Italy or what they've fed their dog today a half an hour before we close our eyes. So give yourself that respect and turn all that off, and also don't have it be the very first thing you check in the morning. If you tell me I need to check my work email when I wake up, we need to then kind of rework like your lifestyle and how we're prioritizing that job, really. I mean, is it money that's driving this? So a lot of times it's reworking how we think about that stuff. And then I think I kind of mentioned this tip a little bit earlier, but 10-minute walks after every single meal. It's incredible when I've worn my continuous glucose monitors, the effect it has on blood sugar. It brings it back down, back to your baseline so, so quickly. So that's very supportive of then your energy, your fatigue levels the rest of the day, your hormones downstream.
Well, what do you like having for breakfast in the morning before you go on your little walk?
I hate to admit this, it's a little embarrassing, but when I was back in Laguna for the summer, I started having this smoothie, and I have had it every single day since. So my variety is not as big as it should be, but I try to get variety in the rest of the day. But it's a smoothie right now, and it's a big scoop of protein powder. It's a couple of huge scoops of a 100% grass-fed Greek yogurt. It is almond milk, ice, chia seeds, hemp hearts, sometimes a couple of egg yolks. I think that's it. And I also like to cycle seed cycle. I'm forgetting the term, with my cycle. So right now I am doing pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds for the time I am in my cycle. And then I switch to flax seeds in the other parts of my cycle. So flax and sunflower seeds, I believe that is. I have it all portioned out in my kitchen, but it also adds, you know, extra nutrients, because I feel like with my smoothie, I like a little bit of like a chew. I feel like that helps me feel a little more full and gets my digestion going. So that's a really, really filling smoothie for me in the mornings.
Do you add fruit to it?
I don't. I'm a little bit sensitive to sweets. I just don't love sweets. I don't love fruit. I also don't love, I'm pretty sensitive on the glucose monitor to a blood sugar spike. So if I do add a smoothie to it or a fruit to it, it's because it's left over from my kids not eating their fruit in the morning. So maybe it's a half or a fourth of a banana, depending on the size of the banana. It's also pretty sweet. The protein powder that I use, and then I also use a Organifi Harmony has the for helping with hormones. Those two things together are already sweet enough for me personally. So it's not like I'm cutting it out. I don't really love something that's too sweet.
Got it. And it's okay. I'm the same way when it comes to breakfast, where I would say I find something that works for me in the season. And then when the temperature starts to change, that's when I naturally start to change what I'm having for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand. When you find something that works, it sticks until your body no longer craves it.
I dream about this smoothie. I'm like, I wonder what's wrong with me. But it's been months. And, you know, it's also the season of life. Like I throw that together as much as I can the night before and then put it in a blender. I have three kids to get out the door in the morning. So someday I would love to have a beautiful sausage and avocado and egg scramble, you know, but that's just not going to happen. So, and the couple of times on the weekends, actually, I actually don't really drink caffeine, but if I do, I notice how much it suppresses my appetite and I'm just not hungry. I can't even get that smoothie down. Which kind of freaks me out because I'm like, see, it's just like, I need to get this food in because I don't want to be on this blood sugar, cortisol, you know, feel so weird running on caffeine all day. So,
well, I'd love to ask you a little bit about supplements. And you've shown on Instagram that Quest machine that you use to be able to double what works for your body. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So I am a bioresonance practitioner. I use the Quest 4. So it tests your body on an energetic level. All of us run on vibrations and energies. It's the foundation, even below our cells. So it is the blueprint for how our bodies work. And everything that we come in contact with has like a fingerprint, which is the frequency. So I am able with this machine to test and know what your body is prioritizing in what it needs to reach balance. So clients come to me with digestion issues, constipation, Crohn's, or maybe they're coming to me with anxiety or fatigue, and they've tried all the things. And it's because they're not doing what their body is actually needing, because we're all layers, or like an onion, right? Healing is like an onion. So this tells us what the first layer is that needs to be addressed. Sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's a parasite, sometimes it's toxins, sometimes it's food. So this really lets us know at an energetic level what the body is asking for. So the other cool thing that I do with this is I can also ask the body, hey, does this certain supplement resonate with this client or with myself? And it's actually really a nice tool to have at home because, you know, I feel my body shifting and I'm like, I'll test. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I was taking this multivitamin for like months. And I was like, I was having some heart palpitations. I was like, I don't know, tested it. And it was like, dis resonant, red, not for you. And then I ran another one and it was like green body asking for it. And it told me it needed like 6 capsules a day of this thing, which I didn't jump into, but I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to switch over to this. And sure enough, I feel awesome on it. So it's really a powerful tool to be able to make sure that I'm actually taking what my body needs. We don't always all need a multi all the time. So it's a very, very powerful tool.
I love that. It's like having a doctor to do kinesiology on you in the home every day to double check and see, you know, exactly what's working for you. Because I find that we can do that muscle testing for ourselves, but sometimes we need someone else to do it on us so we can get out of our own way. And that's so neat that there's a tool. And then someone behind it that actually knows supplementation well enough to make sure that we get prescribed the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm really excited to add it to my practice. And it's really cool the way that it works. Like you can't ask it the same question in the same sitting. It's like if I were to find somebody in the desert and I would say, oh my gosh, you're lost in the desert. You know, what do you need? And they tell me, I need water. And then you ask him again, You ask the body, what do you need? It's not going to say water again because it just told you that. So I gave you water. Now it's going to say, it gave me water. Okay, now I need shelter. I need some shade. Okay, I gave you an umbrella. Next question. So it doesn't tell you the same thing. You can't reproduce it because it's like, I already told you I needed this. Okay, now here's the next layer. Here's the next layer. So you can continuously work with it and just peel back the layers as you're ready.
That's so fantastic. So if you're working with a client for the first time and you're getting them up and running, will you use this machine to figure out like their new supplementation medicine cabinet on what they should be taking throughout the day to kind of get them up and running?
Yeah. So I can run a general support scan. It'll let me know exactly what supplements their body is asking for. Then I will, if I have them on hand, I can run that supplement against them specifically, and it'll let me know if it's resonating with them. And I can do this remotely through hair samples or saliva samples or nail clippings. And it's great because it doesn't have to be. I also run the hair tissue mineral analysis test, the HTMA, which also requires hair, but that's a little bit more, needs it at the root, and it needs a good chunk of it. So it's kind of a scarier for the clients. This can be run literally out of the brush, hair from your hairbrush. Like it doesn't have to be, my mom just sent me her hair from her hairbrush. It doesn't have to be like, today's clean hair from the root, which is really, really nice.
That's so neat. I love these technologies that are coming to marketplace and the fact that you're able to have it in your home or, anywhere you practice. I think this is going to be a huge part of the future of medicine is the way we can individualize exactly what our body needs in order to kind of just upgrade it and bring it back into balance.
I hope so. I know the energy is at the foundation of it all, and it's been so woo-woo for so long, but something has to change, and it's shifting, and I think it's going to be the information of the future. And the hard part is, though, it's you can't patent energy. You can't, what's the FDA going to do with energy medicine? So I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch. Yeah. But I hope as my kids have kids that it'll become more the norm, because I believe that it is the root to so many people's problems and why some people hit roadblocks, because it's so hard to quantify right now.
It is, and help people understand. And like I mentioned, I was literally just in Sedona a few days ago at a conference, and it was all about the different frequency and healing energies, and just example after example after example of the amazing things that you can do just to bring the body back to life by filling it up with energy, whether it's a healer working remotely with somebody or you're using an actual device that can measure, what's out of balance in your body and bring it back into balance and fill you up with light. But we still have a ways to go, because most people still prefer a diagnosis and a name. And then they want to ruminate on that name or use that name to kind of make them stand out or separate themselves or use it as an excuse. It's very interesting. So,
well, that's the ego. That's the ego work. That's the victimhood. That's us being really comfortable with a label, because now we have a reason, and that's human nature. That takes a lot of work also to realize all of that. I actually can run a scan that says, I forget what the name of the scan is. It's barriers to healing, and it will come up and tell me the person is not ready to fix this.
That's very cool.
And that is an interesting conversation to have with a client, let me tell you.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like the type of machine that I would love, is like, tell me what my limiting beliefs are so I can blow them out of the water.
Yep. It tells you exactly the words of affirmations that your body needs right now, what your limiting beliefs are, which complementary therapies you would benefit from right now. I ran it on my best girlfriend when we were gone last weekend, and I asked, it told me twice in two different scans, you need emotional therapy. And I was like, you need to just go to some talk therapy and get some stuff off your chest. So it's an interesting tool, and I'm excited to add it. And I feel like I'm just going to kind of run with it, because I have so many clients that are coming to me with candida overgrowth or all these things. I'm like, that's really not your problem. Like, there's just, it's there for a reason. The body is so smart. It's protecting you from something.
That is so neat, Taylor. Well, where can people connect with you and start working with you so they can get access to these tools?
Yeah, so my Instagram is where you can find me most easily. It's at Taylor Cole, that's C-O-L-E, and my website is www.taylorcole.com.
Is there anything that you would like people to know so they can be prepared when they consider a reach out to work with you, what the process is going to be like?
The only thing they have to know really is there's a free discovery call so that we can just chat. I can offer you or explain to you my process, but also listen about your journey, what you're looking for, your concerns, and we can decide together if it's a fit. And then after that, I do offer quite a few different packages because everyone that comes to me is unique. What they've done before me is unique. So I can really tailor a package for you and we can get running based off of what you need.
I love it. Well, Taylor, can you leave our guests with maybe just like one last health or wellness tip that they can consider adding into their life to just improve their overall well-being?
Oh my goodness, putting me on the spot. What is number one? Yes, I mean, and I'm sure they've heard this from everyone, but balancing blood sugar is really life-changing, and that starts with having a protein in every single meal. And I'm going to add another one in there. If it comes from a bottle, bag, or box, it's likely not whole and supportive of you and your emotions and your health.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate everything that you shared today. And keep in touch.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the High Vibration Living Podcast. Please leave a 5-star rating and review wherever you are tuning in from to help more listeners like and find this podcast. And if you really loved what you heard today, pay it forward and send this episode to a friend or loved one. For more Starseed Kitchen, visit starseedkitchen.com and follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Be sure to pick up a jar of my High Vibration Foods organic spices, which you can purchase on starseedkitchen.com. You can find me and follow along on my chef adventures on all your favorite social media channels at Whitney Aronoff. Thanks again for tuning in. Cheers to you and your health.